sacrifice. Hear my heart, I worship. The cares of life I lay them at your throne. With childlike faith I simply worship you.
And we're back with Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kim DeBrine with Rod Schreckengaus, Monique Donnelly, and we happen to be in studio
with a very cool guest.
With a writer, singer.
Who would that be?
Does it all.
Author, actress, model.
I keep looking over my shoulder for who you people are talking about.
Shauna Kiefer.
In the house.
Oh, my goodness. Welcome to Worship Factory.
Thank you very much. You cool people.
Hey, you just came out with a book. Tell us. What's the name of it?
It is the Rapha Chronicles, Book One, The Fall. And the reason we had to put the whole Rapha Chronicles is because it is the first in a series. But also, there are books out there called The Fall. And it had been called working title Fallen for, you know, 3.5 years. Mm. And then there's like a teen series. And I just went, no, I took my title. So we found a way to, you know, make it unique and make it work. And
good.
Without totally changing the whole idea.
Tell us a little bit about the book.
You want the nutshell?
Yeah, you want the nutshell?
Yeah. We got a nutshell for you.
Out there, absolutely.
It is a biblical retelling of ancient times through the eyes of an angel who was once best friends with Lucifer.
Ooh, wow.
There's some contention for you.
Rod. You talk about Rod again?
Hey, my memoirs.
I didn't know this book was about you, Rod.
I can't wait to read
The Fall.
I know. I just, yeah, okay.
So how long have you been writing?
I have been writing. Oh, gosh. I studied broadcast journalism in college. So
cool.
Writing for a while. But
yeah.
I found that I wasn't real crazy about news.
Yeah.
It's kind of depressing.
Yeah.
And I didn't really want to spray my hair that much to be on camera all the time. And
nice.
And plus I was in my internship all the way through college. I'm in my internship, Channel 5, and, you know, yeah. Dallas, Fort Worth. And I just went, you know what? I don't want this life.
Yeah.
I'm looking at these ladies and they're, you know, like in their 40s and they may or may not still be able to have kids. And they, you know, their husband's been following them around the country if they're married,
yeah.
going from little station to work their way up. And it's constantly keeping the resume tape up. And I just kind of went, ew. So, I had all this on camera experience and I've been doing, you know, acting and modeling and stuff, paying my way through school. So
when did you first start the acting modeling?
When I was 18.
Nice. Now, awesome. How does it? I'm sure there may it have been some controversy with a pastor as a father. Yes or no?
Well, he didn't have a problem with it.
Okay, yeah.
He was like, sure, go out there. You know, hate for you to wake up someday and say, gee, I wish, I wonder, what
right.
if? You know,
yeah.
So go for it, try
That's
it. But
awesome.
It was mostly the turmoil inside my own head.
Yeah, a
little bit of legalism.
Tell
know,
me about that.
And wanting to play it safe.
Yeah, because there's a lot of people who listen to this show that have that exact same battle
oh,
in their
yeah.
head.
Yeah, yeah. It's real easy to get into the whole Christian mode of I want to, you know, be on the safe side. Therefore, I don't want to offend anybody. You know, that
right.
scripture
sure,
about
sure.
if you make one of these little ones stumble or don't cause
yeah,
your brother to stumble.
So
you worry the whole time about not offending anybody so much that you also don't make a difference.
Right, and you or pass you, up opportunities.
Yeah, or you kind of segregate yourself from the world and... That's not what Jesus told us to be about. He's in the world, not of it.
Yeah,
not in the world at
especially
all.
Especially since yeah. there were certain television shows that Christians might think were a compromise, like a soap opera, like a nighttime soap opera. Like maybe
I almost
like,
got on a soap opera.
Like if you were on Dallas
He's
or something.
Yeah. Might,
You're one of those.
Oh,
I don't know you well enough to be
the name dropper.
Watch it.
So what he's beating about around the bush about is what?
He's beating that bush. Real hard. Yes, I did get to be on Dallas.
Right.
Back, you know, back in the day.
Dallas.
Back in the day. Christopher Atkins and a Speedo, everybody.
Wow.
It's kind of scary.
There you go.
Small town girl. It's like, oh, buddy, put on some clothes. No. They were all wonderful. But, you know, there had been a couple of years at that point of, you know, auditions and going to school and yada, 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 and almost got on a soap opera. Yes, I was that close to all
so
my children.
If somebody
going,
wanted
how
to
can
see,
I do this?
If somebody wanted to see a little excerpt of Miss Shauna Kiefer,
it'll
on
be
your,
on Entertainment Tonight tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, they might be able
it
to
actually
go to
is on my website. There was one day I just went, why not? Just embarrass
sure.
the heck out of myself.
Awesome.
And my hilarious husband, Mark, got a hold of it one time because they came out with the whole DVD thing from, you know.
The box set thing in the
80s. Yes, the box set. There's Larry Hagman and everything. And Mark got a hold of it, and he edited it down where it looked like Shauna Kiefer was the only one starring in the show.
That.
So that's not really the way the credits looked. But.
And you are listening to Worship Factory, KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Rod and Monique with Shauna Kiefer, writer, dancer, singer, you name it, as far as
juggler.
Actor.
She's
macrame.
I have a good time when I dance, but it's not
pastor's
something
pastor's daughter,
want to share.
Drummer's wife. You name
she can
it.
Tune your car, too.
That's right.
I can break your car. I can call AAA.
You know, I'd like to know a little bit about Shauna Kiefer, where you started, where you grew up, what is your background, I mean, a little bit about your family life. That would be
old
great.
Home.
I'd love to know that.
Well, I was born
there you go.
In California, mm-hmm. So I can officially be a California girl.
Mm-hmm.
But my dad was in the Navy, so we didn't stay here long.
My dad too.
We moved around to Texas by the time I was 4 years old, and then I had the opportunity to be in one place, like first through 12th grade. And that was in Valley View, Texas.
Valley View.
1980
Valley.
Class A state champs. Thank you very much. Yes. Woo-hoo. Valley View memories. You all hear that?
So I hear you're actually married to somebody who's pretty creative as well.
Oh, he is stinking creative. He makes the rest of us feel like we don't have enough arms and legs.
So I thought he was just a drummer, and then he starts going off on all these things that he does. And I'm
he's like stinking, sickeningly creative.
Yeah.
Talented.
Yeah,
he's amazing.
He should just start listing it.
Plus, he's a night owl, and I'm like done at 10. So he stays up, gets all creative, and tells me in the morning what all he's gotten accomplished. I'm going, what?
Nice.
But then I come in and tell him, you know, 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm all bright-eyed, and he's tired from being up till 3. Okay.
Awesome.
Too much information.
Honey, go to bed.
But he's high five. And
he's a drummer.
He's a sound designer. He used to run a his own music studio in Tulsa.
What's a sound designer?
Okay. I used to not know that. Either. Now I'm married to one. Post-production.
Okay.
He can do the editing. He can make up sounds, kind of like, you know, Ben Burtt did for Star Wars and all that.
Yeah, Foley soundstage.
Are we okay? That came out of Ron.
That was Monique, by the way.
No. I'm not that talented.
There she goes again.
But, you know, post-production. He'll sometimes do, you know, like Foley, which is like the sound effects,
Foley
the footfalls, all that kind of stuff. But his favorite thing is to, you know, create kind of the palette, one would say, the whole background, the feel mm-hmm. of what's going on. Because that way you kind of get a hand in creating the arc of the story. Because, you know, the sound can make
Fun.
A break.
Right.
Where did you two meet? That'd be the interesting
thing.
Oh,
that is an
goodness.
Interesting question. That is a funny story. How much time do you have? We actually met. I was running around with my little, you know, sound system, singing for youth groups and whatnot, my little one-horse show. And I was opening for this Christian band at this youth event, this little amphitheater in North Dallas. And that morning, wouldn't you know, I woke up and had absolutely no voice. I sounded like Kermit the Frog. And all day I kept going, God, please tell me that I can just back out of this because this is embarrassment I would really rather not have. But, you know, I didn't get the okay to back out.
Show must go on, right?
The show must go on. I was like, okay, I've got about a 3-note range here. This should be interesting. But I showed up at this venue, and there was this band called The Calling, and the drummer happened to be Mark Kiefer.
Well, there we go.
He's a good drummer, too.
Yeah, but what was funny is the next week we were counselors together at a Christian impact camp or a Christian, you know, summer camp. And I thought he looked familiar, but I didn't remember meeting him. And, of course, this friend of mine was there going, hey, Kiefer, she doesn't remember meeting you. So he's like, it was not a good first impression. But we, you know, we got past that, obviously, 4 kids later.
Yeah.
Worked it out. Yeah.
It was good. He'll do. He'll be okay. It worked out. And you are listening to Worship Factory KKLA 99.5 FM. And we are in studio with Shauna Kiefer, also the writer of The Fall. The Rapha Chronicles, The Fall, that is out there on Amazon.com. Pick up your copy, or you can also go to ShaunaKiefer.com.
And spell your name for everybody.
Okay,
it's
you'll
misleading.
Probably be looking under something with an SH. My name is actually spelled Chana. So think Chana, say Shauna. Thank you.
Shauna. So pick up a copy of the book for sure, which is something I definitely want to get
cool.
in the middle of, too. I can't wait to be able to read
and
it.
And on my website, www.ShaunaKiefer.com, you can order it now. We can ship it to you now, and on Amazon, it's just pre-order. Just a little FYI there.
So you get privileges going. Yeah. There you go. Plus, you can actually check out Shauna on her website.
And her blog.
Her background. And her Dallas.
And the articles. I mean, she got some great stuff.
You can go to the media page and see me.
So you can go
3 minutes of infamy.
You can check it out as far as that goes. Definitely get online also at worshipfactory.net. Get connected also with Worship Factory. It's so important for us to get connected and stay connected with Worship Factory and with one another as creatives out there. And again, we'll be right back again for the second segment with Shauna Kiefer and the and get a little bit more into the book. You listen to Worship Factory, KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton with Rod and Monique and Shauna Kiefer. We'll be right back.